Professor Finelli last hour talk about the Zuckerberg Meta glasses that people can be wearing, and it records everything they see and hear. And they think it's just some little nice feature for their own purposes. And the amount of surveillance that is being rolled out on the sheeple right now is off the charts crazy. Nobody understands it. They never really will, most people. They don't care. They're stressed. They're beaten down. We understand that. I can't imagine anything much easier than to express sheer hegemony over the masses than they can do right now and are doing it. And I just don't believe for a second that these data centers are being built by idiots who don't understand that quantum AI will be here in a year or two at the most, and it will all of a sudden knock down the operating costs of these data centers from, well, probably to about 10% of what the projected cost is. They don't use electricity. They don't need water. Not quantum centers, and that's where they're going. But the hardware will be built, and it will be used in many different ways to do even more by way of crushing individuality and uniqueness. They're going to make everybody the same and put them under the same boot, same socialist boot. Professor Eric Carlstrom is back tonight for part two of our conversation. He was here a couple of weeks ago. We have things to talk about and things to finish up. Welcome back, Eric. How are you?
Well, good evening, Jeff. It's good to be with you. Doing fine over here. This is such a vast topic, and it seems that finally it's getting some traction. In other words, the topic of who are they? Who are the controllers? Who has been controlling our country and our world? And toward what aim, toward what purpose? It's really becoming pretty obvious.
Yeah, well, and you can spell it all. The answer is spelled with four letters, right?
Yes. Yeah, or as that comedian says, there's two words you're not supposed to use in Hollywood or you're in deep trouble, and that's the and Jews.
True. Yeah, it's true.
Dave Chappelle, I believe his name is. Yeah, it's not a happy topic, but it is absolutely essential that people face up to the fact that we are in a zero-sum game contest with people who worship Satan and who draw on Satan and black magic and all the dark arts to achieve their domination of the world as per a plan which goes back for not generations, not centuries, even millennia. We can shrink and cower and say, gosh, I can't say anything or else I might be accused of being anti-Semitic. But my gosh, things have come to the point, and I think we talked about this last time, where Congress, right at this moment, the House is set to pass Section 6, 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act for next year, which completely integrates and blends the Israeli and U.S. militaries, giving them essential control over all our hardware, exotic weaponry, command and control systems.
They already have a hell of a lot of control because they just ask or tell Washington what they want, and they get it. All right, now this would formalize it, codify it, and it would mock the Constitution. I don't know how the Supreme Court could rule in favor of such an asinine piece of legislation.
Well, it's high treason, of course, and anybody who votes for it and any president that signs it is guilty of the highest possible treason.
Yes, sir.
By turning over the power of the United States to a foreign government in a the mouse that roared. Here we have a country of 10 million people or so, and they presume through their high tech expertise to be able to control the world's greatest superpower in history. And, of course, this really just formalizes, I think, what has been in effect for many decades. By the way, the Senate has a similar act. I think it's 622, which would merge the intelligence agencies of Israel and the United States. And there are several others. So, embedded in a whole series of laws which are working their way through Congress are these incredibly treasonous, traitorous. So people should be, you know, calling up their congressmen right and left and demanding that that this be voted down. But of course, all of our congressmen pretty much have taken the pledge to put Israel's interests first.
You mean taking the bribe?
Otherwise, they would not get into Congress. So they're bought. Yeah. But so, in other words, we need to know who our enemy is, what is their goal, what's their objective, what's their modus operandi. We've reached a critical point. The Epstein files have come out and shown that this Jewish cabal, you know, is not actually human. I mean, they're sex trafficking children. They're apparently eating children. They're sacrificing children. This is evil on a scale that most people cannot fathom. Likewise, we see the same evil in the slaughter of people in Palestine and Gaza and the West Bank and Lebanon and now, of course, Iran. And the United States is unfortunately complicit in all of this, but footing the bill for these absolute atrocities. We're talking genocide, we're talking intentional genocide, we're talking rape, murder, torture, every crime against humanity you can possibly imagine is being carried out with glee, with pleasure, and is being filmed and shown to us, I guess, to desensitize us. So we got the Epstein files, Jewish. We got the slaughter genocides in the Middle East, Jewish. We have so many, of course, the Democrat communist revolution, with the drag queen story time and cutting kids' penises off. I mean, this is evil on a scale that is truly biblical. I mean, we're dealing with...
By the way, if I might, it goes... Don't forget, friends, this is not new. This evil from this group goes all the way back. This is nothing new.
Well, yeah,
they didn't just discover all this. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what we need to discover. And for myself, Jeff, I retired from a 30-year career as a physical geography professor. But in 2011, I found myself at a fairly young age of 62, retired and with time and energy to pursue some very interesting questions, like, who are the controllers? And I started writing series for five websites. And the articles I'd like to talk about tonight are actually under my name in your website, and one of them is called The Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission. This took, I basically did a literature review of many articles, many books, to satisfy myself who the controllers are. This is not a matter of, being... emotional or racist or anything like that. This is objective history, and it goes way, way back. All these issues confronted the Romans, etc. And we have many, many scholars who have weighed in on this. And I tried to do a literature review, so I would really encourage your listeners to look at this article, which is free online, on my 911nwo.com website and on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. It's called The Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission. And I give, the history of the last 3,000 or 4,000 years of based on the scholarship of others. So I'm a physical geographer. This is not my research. This is a literature review of others' research, and there is a ton of information out there to be had. And now that we're facing the possibility of extermination, yep. which has been the yep. historic mission and goal of these satanically animated, this satanically animated death cult. We better learn who our enemy is and what their, you know, what their weapons are, what their methodology is, how they operate. This is all coming out now with the Epstein files, and many other lines. By the way, if we look at what's happening to our country right now, not only are we contending with a Bolshevik communist revolution, which of course was Jewish in its origin, we're also looking at this fascistic technocratic revolution by the techno kings out of Silicon Valley, who are also Jews and also have this. Of course, this relates to the data centers and the uber valence you've been talking about, we've been talking about, and the what we've been calling the targeted individual program, which I've also studied at depth and we've talked about at length. So this America is being attacked. Our enemy is not China. Our enemy is not Russia. The enemies we are presented with are not our real enemies. Unfortunately, of course, most outlets do not focus in, mm-hmm. at least mm-hmm. before recently, on our real enemies. So, again, I'd like to, you know, use some of their own quotes to show you the incredible racism and evil that this group is capable of.
If I might just drop in the it's an old saw by now. Semitic peoples include Palestinians, Arabs, all kinds of people from that portion of the world, right? They're all Semitic peoples. And they did run a genetic comparison between Jews from Israel and Palestinians. I forget how many years ago this was. And they found that there was so much similarity. It wasn't 100%. But it was absurdly close in many key areas. And that story disappeared within a day or two. The Jews didn't want to hear about that, that they were almost genetically identical to other Semitic peoples in the so-called cauldron of the Middle East. It's true.
Yeah, there's so many lies. You know, Semitic actually refers to a group of Middle Eastern languages, most of which are Arab.
That's right. That's right.
And in fact, the DNA, and Tex Mars has a whole book about this, shows that most of the Jews in the world today are Ashkenazi Jews, which are a blend mm-hmm. of Turkish and Mongolian, and have absolutely, and they're basically from Khazaria, which is in modern Ukraine, basically, and they have very little in connection with most of the Arab and Semitic people. So it's one lie on top of another lie, as Bobby Fischer, who was of Jewish parentage, said, no lie is too small for a Jew, no lie is too big for a Jew. Jews live by the lie and die by the truth. So we're here trying to preserve our race, our species, from essentially an alien race of psychopath, parasite, pedophile, predators who have a history, a 4,000-year history of that kind of behavior. Their own founding documents, you might say, the Torah, the Talmud, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, basically is like a manual for criminals. Gives license for raping children, gives license for stealing and murdering, because they consider themselves only themselves as human or as gods, and the rest of us as animals or beasts. And, of course, the word goyim means cattle or beast, and they refer to us as cattle or beast. And they treat, of course, the Palestinians and their neighbors in other countries, non-Jews who are Christian and Muslim, etc., as animals. And of course, Max Egan says, if these people are not stopped, the way of Gaza is going to be the way of the world. In other words, this is a zero-sum game. They're not going to stop. History it's proves true. They're not going to stop.
No.
They're animated by Satan himself. I believe they're in Satan's hive mind. The rabbis keep them under fairly tight control and tell them all this bullshit nonsense, and I've read plenty of it. I mean, just crazy stuff. But they have to believe it. And as I heard you talking, I think, with Don Jeffries the other night, you cited a study that said 92% of Jews believe that Jews rule the world. Is that correct?
They rule the world right now. Rule the world. They control the world right now, 92%.
Okay. Well, that's
talk about collective arrogance. Wow.
Well, I think they're in it for the goodies. They're going to go along because they think that they will inherit all the wealth of the world. They will inherit everybody else's property, which they will steal, and that they will reduce our population to Georgia Guidestones say, under 500 million. And then they will be gods on earth. And of course, there much of the experimentation going on now, medical experimentation, is to enhance their prospects for not only longevity, but eternal life. So the goal then is for these people to live as gods forever, just like Satan tempted Eve with that very prospect. And so these are Satan kids, and we need to understand these are Satan's kids. I've got a bumper sticker. I'm getting a little brazen, Jeff. It says Aliyah now, and perhaps you know what Aliyah means. That's a phrase that the Jews use where they've designated, they've assigned themselves the right of return. All Jews have the right of return to Israel. So, and say,
how about the right of return to the world? That's how they're acting.
Yeah, if
take over the planet.
Get that bumper sticker, they might get the message: get the hell out of our country. You have no business here except to destroy us. You've done that now for the last.
The ultimate parasite. Yeah. Look how much they've taken from us. They're draining us constantly, nonstop, constantly.
And their own statements prove it. You and I, it's not that we're. Making this up. This is what they do and what they believe and what they say.
None. That's right.
Let me just read a couple quotes here, because it is supposed to be. We'll get to the Jew quotes. Here's our George Washington, our founding father and first president. They, the Jews, work more effectively against us than the enemy's armies. They are 100 times more dangerous to our liberties and the great cause we are engaged in. It is much to be lamented that each state long ago has not hunted them down as pests to society and the greatest enemies we have to the happiness of America.
Who said that again?
George Washington.
Yeah, I just want to be sure everybody got that. Okay.
And it's echoed by Benjamin Franklin. I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and impenetration. The menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great numbers, they have lowered its moral tone. My God, look at America now. Depreciated its commercial integrity, have segregated themselves and have not been assimilated, have sneered at and tried to undermine the Christian religion upon which that nation is founded by objecting to its restrictions, have built up a state within a state, and when opposed, have tried to strangle that country to death financially, as in the case of Spain and Portugal. If you do not exclude them from these United States in this Constitution, in less than 200 years, they will have swarmed in such great numbers that they will dominate and devour the land and change our form of government, for which we Americans have shed our blood, given our lives, our substance, and jeopardized our liberty. If you do not exclude them in less than 200 years, he was off by maybe 50, our descendants will be working in the fields to furnish them sustenance, while they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands.
This is Washington again, still?
No, this is Benjamin Franklin
Franklin.
The Constitutional Convention.
Even more incredible to me, Ben Franklin, at the convention, no less. Go ahead.
1787, I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews for all time, your children will curse you in your graves. Jews, gentlemen, are idiotics. Wow. Let them be born where they will, or how many generations they are away from Asia, they will never be otherwise. Their ideas do not conform to an American's, and will not even, though they live among us 10 generations. A leopard cannot change its spots. And that's Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention in 1789. Wow. Rather remarkable.
It comes across as the ringing voice of almost a godlike truth. This is an immutable issue that is not being learned by enough people. That statement by Franklin, if you can send that to me, I'll post it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's correct.
I'll be glad to.
It's correct. There's nothing. And I'm not saying all of them are like this. But the problem is, when the bell rings, I'm sure 95% will answer it and not question anything. They'll do what they're supposed to do, what they're told to do. This is a real big issue. This is a different group of people who look like human beings. I don't think they are like us. I think it's a subspecies. I've said it many times. I don't get it, why people can't understand the real enemy. But I can answer my own question. How is this happening? Because they own the media. They own politics. They own Trump. They own education. They own science. They own everything of meaningful import in this country. Or they control the majority of the influential people in it. They just do. That's how they do it. It's astounding. And I have to tip my hat to them. I'm not doing it out of obeisance or obedience. I'm just doing it because what they've done with the numbers they allegedly have is astonishing. Think about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay, I will with a couple of their own statements. Here's Marcus Eli Ravitch, Jewish writer in Century Magazine, 1928. You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders, we are disturbers, we are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom of not merely the latest great war, but of nearly all your wars, not only of the Russian, but every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. There's actually hundreds, many, many hundreds and thousands of these statements I've collected in a couple other posts. One's called Quotes on Judaism and Zionism, and one is called Expanded Quotes on Judaism and Zionism. People can find those on my Gangstalking Mind Control Cults.com website and my 911NWO.com website. Here's Menachem Begin, Israeli Prime Minister, 1977 to 1983, in the not the Stern Gang, but the Irgun terrorist network.
Right
after World War II, and in a training pamphlet in 1946, he says, "Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as slaves."
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And then Rabbi Yaakov Peron, 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. So this is a racial supremacy cult with the proposition that the male Jews are gods, and the rest of us are animals. And this is actually how they regard us. And in every town, would submit, of decent size in America, Jews meet regularly, perhaps once a week, once a month, and figure out how they can advance the interests of Israel and their interests to the detriment, generally, of the host country, which is, of course, in this case, us, the United States. So it's a fifth column enemy Trojan horse then. It always has been. Here's what Maurice Samuel says. We Jews, the destroyers, will remain destroyers forever. Nothing that the Gentiles will do will meet our needs and demands. We need a world of our own.
What do you say? They don't have a problem saying it right in our faces. They just don't. Because the only media, yeah. It won't stick. It usually just goes away. This is astonishing what you're saying. It's just incredible.
Here's Morris A. Levy, Secretary, World League of Liberal Jews, October 28, 1948. The Jews energetically reject the idea of fusion with the other nationalities and cling to their historical hope of world empire. The promise of Jehovah for the Jewish people to rule the world and for the Jews to hold high places in world government has arrived. And here's even more definitive statement by Baruch Levy in a letter to Karl Marx printed in La Revue de Paris, page 574, June 1st, 1928. The Jewish people as a whole will become its own Messiah. It will attain world domination by the dissolution of other races, by the abolition of frontiers, that means no more borders between the nations, that means one world government, the annihilation of monarchies, and the establishment of a world republic in which the Jews will everywhere exercise the privilege of citizenship. In this new world order, the children of Israel will furnish all the leaders without encountering opposition. The governments of the different peoples forming the world republic will fall without difficulty into the hands of the Jews. It will then be possible for the Jewish rulers to abolish private property and everywhere to make use of the resources of the state. Thus will the promise of the Talmud be fulfilled, in which it is said that when the Messianic time has come, the Jews will have all the property of the whole world in their hands. It goes on and on and on. I mean, I got
For people who don't know or haven't made their minds up yet about the truth and veracity of what you're saying, these words are coming straight from the people of that persuasion themselves. They're not lying. They're just telling. That's their arrogance. That's Jewish supremacy. We don't care what you think. We're going to tell you how it is. And that's what they're doing. This is a really remarkable. And Franklin's quote.
They are the
quote,
supreme racists.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what Sam Vaknin,
the ultimate. The ultimate. Yeah. You're right. You're totally right.
Supreme racist. And, of course, they accuse others of being racist. That's what they always do. They accuse others of doing what they're doing. And, of course, they are professional victims, which means they are always professional predators. Sam Vaknin, a Jew, says, we are a superior subspecies. We transcend humanity. We are nature's supermen.
What did he say? Eric, please, go back to the beginning. We are a superior what, did he say?
Subspecies.
Ah, that goes back to what I've been saying. They are a subspecies. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. You know, we could say Cro-Magnon man, Homo sapiens sapiens, which literally means wise, wise man. I would say they are Homo sapiens satanus, satanicus, or judaicus, or something like that. That would be perhaps a biological description of a subspecies in you know, the Linnaean Latin system. We are a superior subspecies. We transcend humanity. We are nature's supermen. We deserve the subservience and availability of everyone around us. Luckily, every year, 100 million people are born throughout the world. That's about the world's birth rate. We have 100 million new choices every year. This guy is saying we control the world. Of course, that's what the 92% of the world's, the Jews say in your poll, you know.
Wow. Well, you don't have to look far for proof of this. The people say it. That subspecies has no problem saying it. It is so incredibly arrogant. Just, I've never heard anything like it before from any other group, any other timeline, and nothing. You just summed it up again by quoting them. They don't have a problem saying
their
it.
Their word is chutzpah or chutzpah, and of course that's an understatement. Here's what Ben Hecht says. Of course, he's a kind of a Hollywood figure. Says, Do Jews own Hollywood? Yeah, get over it. The Jews of America are for you. He's talking to the Israeli terrorists now. You are their champions. Every time you blow up a British arsenal or wreck a British railroad train sky high or rob a British bank or let go with your guns and bombs at the British betrayers and invaders of your homeland, the Jews of America make a holiday in their hearts.
Good grief.
Yeah, so here is an American Jew saying, hey, let's kill them. You know, we're for you. So we know now, you know, that the support for all of the money that, how much is maybe $1 trillion since 1948 when Israel was founded, the United States has given in aid. Well, this has been, of course, largely because of the incredible power of the Jewish lobby in our political system, of course. And you know what all those things are. Masons are a Gentile front for Judaism. And, of course, the ADL, AIPAC, World Jewish Congress, and on and on and on. The B'nai B'rith is the Jewish Masonic lodge founded by Sigmund Freud. These people are not like us. They have a plan for world domination, and they feel like they're close, of course, to rebuilding their quote-unquote temple and starting their, you know, their sacrifices, both human and animal again. Of course, they got to get rid of the Al-Aqsa Mosque first. I expect that will probably be forthcoming in the next year or two, perhaps, with this war with Iran. You know, even some of the rabbis are saying, well, a missile might just, you know, take out that mosque, and then we can build our third temple there. And, of course, that's what Masonry is all about, this Gentile front for Judaism, controlled at the highest levels by Jews, and all of the degrees are based on the Jewish Kabbalah system of black magic. These are to me, I mean, these people are the dupes of all time, you know, because many of them are not Jews. Many of them are Jews, but many of them are not Jews. The Masons form a very, very strong fifth column against Christianity and for this death cult.
You know, to go back to the Christian Zionists, don't they understand that they're actually working feverishly for the true believers at their own destruction? What is it about this that they can't figure out?
Well, I can give my opinion on that. I think it is.
That's crazy.
Of course, most of these people would be have been conditioned by the Schofield Bible, which was written by a guy named Cyrus Schofield before the turn of the last century, and he was a bigamist and a charlatan and a Jew who was invited over to Oxford to write notes along the margins of the Bible. Oxford University Press printed it up and then sent tons of them to all the churches in America. And this is where the notion came, you know, that the country that blesses Israel will be blessed by God, which is not in the Bible per se. But what they did is they skewed the Bible meaning in favor of the Jews. This is all very, very deliberate. So I think a lot of these evangelicals would have been conditioned by this Schofield Bible coming out of Britain, Oxford University Press, written by this American charlatan Jew bigamist named Cyrus Schofield. And he was, quite a criminal, actually, in his own right. But a lot of the bad doctrine that American Christians have is from these alternate translations. So people like Tex Mars, who I think we both admire greatly, he's always said he was a King James man. Well, you know, there's lots of other translations, and the Schofield Bible is perhaps the most egregious in its pollution and misrepresentation of doctrine.
Just for openers, how can American Christian evangelicals intellectually come to terms with the fact that the Bible they're putting everything into was revised and written by a Jew? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. When they know some of the actual statements by these people. They have to. I guess they're just not in the mind or the mood to accept them. They just reject them as being some kind of fraudulent spewings of somebody, some anti-Semite somewhere. But it's not. It's their own dogma. It's their own dictate. That's what they're after. And it just boggles my mind. 50 million, up to 50 million American Christian evangelicals buy into this stuff. It's scary to me. It really is scary.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee, you know, the U.S. ambassador to Israel is saying, hey, go ahead and take it all. Have greater Israel. Take every country you want in the
Middle
East.
Take it all.
Because the Bible says it's okay. What a complete asshole idiot.
The Jewish Bible. That's what it is. It's a Jewish Christian Bible.
The man should be locked up in a padded cell. I mean, these people are so deranged and deluded. Life, apparently, for Mike Huckabee means nothing because of his incredible credulity.
He's wined and dined over there. He gets everything he wants. Come on. Nothing new.
And I think evangelicals, you know, are looking forward to the pre-tribulation rapture, which,
again,
the Bible doesn't talk about that, but the Scofield Bible does. And so there's bennies in it for them. Hey, Jesus is coming, and so we need, you know, to rebuild the temple, and we need to have the sacrifices, and we need to do all these things. And so we're gonna, you know, hasten this by supporting all the crimes of this illegal state in, you know, Israel. It's a tragedy. It's incredible manipulation of people through religious doctrine. Actually, as you say, we almost have to admire the cleverness of this group of this tribe of parasites.
Eric, it's brilliant. It really, really is. I'm not saying that the opposition that they have rolled over and bowled over is particularly formidable, but they're very smart at how to play the game. They get it. They set it up. They rewrote the Bible. They've got it all down. And if they've got 50,000 strong in this country, my goodness, this is frightfully bad. It's terrible. And I want to commend you for having the internal intellectual integrity to speak the truth like you do. We don't have Tex Mars, Jim Mars. We don't have people like that anymore. When they left us, they're not replaceable. They are irreplaceable. And we've got you, and I would say, honestly, I would put you at the top of my list as the best, most articulate spokesman of the truth and reality that we're trying to deal with here. As humans, it's almost impossible. You're welcome. I mean it.
You know, the truth will set you free, as Jesus said, even though the CIA appropriated that in a very, very cynical way in their logo, you know. But Jesus said the truth will set you free. And, you know, Jesus, according to the New Testament, is the way, the truth, and the life. And Ephesians said, you know, so do not... what does Ephesians say? Let me get it. Text used to... quote this all the time, Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Okay, that's Epstein. That's the Epstein cabal. That's the genocides in the Middle East. But rather expose them. Okay, that's written by the Apostle Paul, who also said in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, goodness gracious, we're going to get a ballroom from our president. My God. While he sends, you know, billions of dollars to murder people in the Middle East.
$150 billion spent on the Iran war, including $20, $30, $40 billion given to the Jewish state. And that may be more. That may be on top of the $150. I don't know. Meanwhile, Americans are losing their homes. They're losing their way of life. They're losing everything. Not a penny to them. Not a penny to them. Nothing.
Yeah, and just in case you know, don't know the historical legs of this and the spiritual importance of this, the Apostle Paul also said, I'm talking to your listeners, not you, Paul also said in Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, 14-16, you brothers and sisters were like the churches of God in Judea that are united with Jesus Christ. You suffered the same persecutions from the people of your own country as those churches did from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus. They are the Antichrist people. They were in Jesus' time. They are now. And the prophets who have persecuted us severely. They're displeasing to God. They are enemies of the whole human race because they try to keep us from telling people who are not Jewish how they can be saved. The result is that those Jews always commit as many sins as possible. So at last they are receiving God's anger. So this business of the Jews being the enemies of God and man, you know, is firmly embedded in the New Testament, which is, of course, why the Jews hate Christianity, and particularly the New Testament, and are waging war against the Christian church and have. But, yeah, they are the enemies of God and man. If you, you know, this is not rocket science, you know. All you have to do is look around. And fortunately, the King James Bible says in Luke 8:17-19, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. That's what's happening now. This is the great revealing. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. It's being exposed. So that's the good news, I think, Jeff. The Epstein files, okay, that's 2%. You know, 3 million or whatever emails is 2% of the corruption. Well, Epstein, a Jew, major agent of the Rothschilds, richest Jewish family on earth, king of the Jews, first-tier Illuminati family going back to 1776, and also an agent of the Rockefeller, second-tier Illuminati Jewish family, although they're crypto-Jewish, they pretend to be Baptists, but they're Jewish. Most of the people, or at least a great many of the people in the files, are also of that same tribe, and they believe they are above the law. I believe that we Americans had better get these guys behind jail in bars pretty fast, because they're taking us down, just like the tech bros in Silicon Valley are going to take us down with the bullshit philosophy that they present, you know, amongst themselves. I've got a new book we can talk about hopefully later called The Technocratic Dark State, and talks about the dark enlightenment and all this stuff. These guys are truly demented, and you read their this book by Ian Davies, it just came out just recently. It's very, very enlightening. But, going back to our...
Don't forget that Zuckerberg owns 11 homes, including that enormous underground facility he built on one of the lesser Hawaiian islands. Huge. They rub it in our faces all the time. They laugh. Just laugh.
Yeah.
It's a big laugh to them.
Here's a couple more of their own samplings from the Zohar, which is the principal document in the Kabbalah, which is a system of black magic that the rabbis adopted from Babylon. So this is really the Babylonian system, which is the darkest, most evil satanic black magic the world has ever known. From the Zohar, which confirms it expresses the same quote plan of extermination and the same condescension and hatred toward Goyim. That's us, as other Jewish scriptures. Here's what the Zohar says. So when God reveals himself, they, the Gentiles, which means non-Jews or nations, will be wiped off the earth. But with all, redemption will not be complete until Amalek, the Gentiles, will be exterminated. That's us. When they shall be exterminated, it shall be as if God had made heaven and earth on that day. But before they are exterminated, the rain of the Torah will not descend, and Israel, who are compared to herbs and trees, cannot shoot up. All this total crap. We beg thee, O Lord, indict thy wrath on the nations not believing in thee, which evidently is Satan, and not calling on thy name. Let down thy wrath on them and inflict them with thy wrath. Drive them away in thy wrath and crush them into pieces. Take away, O Lord, all bone from them. in a moment indict all disbelievers, destroy in a moment all foes of thy nation. Draw out, this is the attitude of the Israeli Defense Forces and Unit 8200 and Mossad. Draw out, and all the Israelis, pretty much, draw out with the root, disperse and ruin unworthy nations. Destroy them immediately in this very moment. Listen to this stuff. Man, wow. And talk about a religion based on hatred.
Yeah.
I mean, just burning.
I don't think there's any other organized religion on the planet that can come close. I've never heard of one. No.
You know, and from what I understand, Jeff, you know, Muhammad, kind of a crazy guy, you know, in the 7th century, he married a Jewish woman, and she was rich, and she more or less funded his enterprise there, and of course he wrote the Quran. But there's an awful lot of the same crazy ideas in Islam. I think both Judaism and Islam are responses to Jesus Christ, who came with a completely different message of love and compassion. But at least the Islamic people respect Jesus as a great prophet, and they don't say, like the Jews say in their Talmud, that he's burning in hell in hot feces and shit. And when Martin Luther read that, you know, he said, "Hey, I'm not so sure about these guys anymore." You know, he wanted to be friends with the Jews, like just about everybody does when they're young. And then after a while, they find out that these people are look at you as the enemy and the target, and the person to be taken down. And the Talmud, which is 63 volumes, 6,200 pages, teachings of men, of the rabbis, says when the Messiah returns, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. So this is what they're looking forward to.
How do the Christian evangelicals deal with that when somebody brings it up? I wonder what the hell they say, if anything. How do you even respond to that?
Well, the thing is that, you know, these guys repeat each other all the time, you know, and so the young Jew would go off, you know, to study, their version of a seminary, you know, would be, what do they call it? The name escapes me, but they studied for quite a while. Mostly they studied the Talmud, which is the teachings of men, which Jesus said, you know, your teachings of men make the word of God of none effect or no effect. So they don't even, according to text, they don't even hardly read the Old Testament, which they consider to be a bunch of myths anyway. Yeah. So they're studying the Talmud, which is the teachings of the rabbis. It's, you know, debate, which says it's okay to have sex with, you know, children, and all property of the goyim are really the property of the Jews, who are the, you know, the super people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the system of black magic, and the system of black magic, or the Kabbalah, the Zohar, very fashionable in Hollywood. You see the little red string around people's wrist, you know. And
I see
even
all too often. Yes, I watch for it. It's
these are
sickening.
Idiots. These are complete idiots. You have to understand what they believe, which is complete bullshit.
Yep,
you know, do not respect these people. These people are mentally deranged.
No, don't patronize them. No. Stay away. Push them away. Don't be caught.
Aliyah now. Right of return. Go home. Go home to Israel. You know, they're colonizing much of the world right now. Israelis are colonizing parts of Argentina.
I read that story about when the Soviet Union fell, Israeli Jews, the many wealthy ones, rushed to fill the vacuum in Russia. And today, many of the oligarchs, Jewish oligarchs, are actually Israelis who went over there in the 80s to make and solidify their fortunes. And they did. And Putin is answerable to these people. He's not his own man. Come on, they've been fighting in Ukraine for over 4 years now, and they still haven't driven the Ukrainians out of the Donbass completely yet, after 4 years? Come on, friends. Crazy time. All right, we got to wrap it up. Eric, please go ahead and give us about 30 more seconds. We have to say goodnight. This is a very important visit, very important information for everyone to consider. We're not telling you what to think. Just consider it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would ditto that, Jeff. Thanks for having me. And again, I'm taking quotes out of an article that I wrote back in 2011, 2012, called The Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission, in which I reviewed about 15, 20, you know, pretty substantial books about the topic, and then just kind of did a literature review. I would really hope some people would sit down and read this stuff, look at the symbols, look at, you know, find out about the books, find out about the history, which other people have written about, not making any of this stuff up, not making up these quotes. This is a historical reality, and of course, in 1920, Henry Ford published a whole series of articles in the, you know, Dearborn Independent in Michigan, which became the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. He laid it out in 1920. And of course, the Protocols of Zion lay out their war plan.
Sure.
And their declaration of war against the non-Jewish world around 1900. So this is not new stuff, and to the extent that we're ignorant about it, we are sitting ducks. So we have to come together. I think that blacks, whites, Chinese, Indians, every Mexicans, everybody's looked at as a non-Jewish, Amalek, Gentile, all considered subhuman. So if anything should bring us together, it should be we should be united in taking down our common enemy. We certainly outnumber them.
That's a very good point, and it certainly merits a lot of thought. Thank you, Eric. Look forward
Thanks,
to next
Jeff.
Visit. And again, you are the voice now. I'm happy to host it. I agree with everything you say, but we don't have people of the stature of Tex anymore, and I would think that you honestly deserve to be put at that level, and you should be.
Well, I appreciate it, but I don't agree. I've got his books, Jeff. He wrote the books.
Oh, I know.
I read the books.
I know.
And so he
I knew
he's
Tex
certainly
really well. Yeah.
The man is a giant. People get his books. He's written a whole bunch of books on this very topic, Tex Mars. He still has his powerprophecy.com website. You can buy these books. You can listen to his tapes. I've got 50 of his Power Prophecy programs. The man did extraordinary work, and I'm basically just, you know, kind of reporting on it. I'm a reporter now. But thanks so much, Jeff, and
you're welcome.
All best, and hopefully talk soon.
Okay. We will. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Carlstrom, Professor Emeritus, and the man speaks truth. All you have to do is quote them, their own words, their own writings. There's no mystery here. No one's trying to concoct anything. All right, hold on, and we will come right back.